Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Can I talk about me this morning? But I realize that there's no way I can talk about me without talking about you. You say, what do you mean by that? I mean, I want to tell you who God has made me. You see, I've been looking at John chapter 14, or we've been looking at John chapter 14 for a while. Because with every passing day, there's something to scare you or to create a fear of your future. Because if you look at world politics or the national politics, or sometimes the politics of your community, or even of your family, sometimes you're scared. What if you consider the economy of the world, the economy of your nation, the economy of your community, or the economy of your family? Wow. So there are always things that try to threaten, as it were, the future. So ahead of the recession, it was like, really? But pastor, you saw it coming. Well, but the truth is, let not your heart be troubled. And that was what got us to John chapter 14, and we started looking at it, and it's been awesome. I've not been able to preach any other message from anywhere other than that for a while. So I want to start from verse 20 of that same chapter for today. It says, at that day, you will know. So if I have a prayer that I may know. See, Paul prayed that prayer that God will grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what was the next line? That we may know the purpose. So it's a prayer for knowledge. So here he was talking to his disciples before he went to the cross, ladies and gentlemen. So that day, on that day, let me use the Bible language, at that day, you will know. Now you are finding it difficult to understand what I'm saying, but you will know. What will you know at that day? You will know that I am in the Father. Okay. And you are in me. Ladies and gentlemen, if your Christianity has not dawned on you to this extent, you will struggle. Oh, I feel the fire. Both hands. Even my legs. If it's not dawned on you to this extent, you are struggling. You just have to know. At that day, you will know. What day? What day? Today, when we are Christians. That I am in the Father. Let anybody believe whatever they want. But this is the reality of all realities. It is the mystery of the ages that the prophets could not access. So it's not only being revealed to you, you are part of it. In fact, you are a participant. That day you will know that I am in the Father. And you are in me. And I in you. So what the Father can do, I can do. What I can do, you can do now. Christianity. We all have different definitions for Christianity. That's okay. But why will you fight anybody? It's according to the level of your revelation. No problem. And everybody believes that they know more than every other person. No problem. But you know for yourself what he wants you to know. And that's why, if you follow, you know why I laugh. When I was speaking in church, just like when she's speaking, I said, she's like, it's like, when did this one happen to him? Because it's the Holy Ghost. And when she's speaking, I'm like, this woman is dangerous. Hear what she's saying. Wow. And the same day, the same way when you speak. Believe in me. Say me. Yes, you. If there's an occasion I put you here, you will astound yourself. Except you don't know or you have no clue who you are. So there is something I should know today. That's what defines my Christianity. Hallelujah. Otherwise, I'll go back preaching the whole chapter again or talking about the whole chapter again, because I'm tempted to go back and say, you remember in my father's house are many mansions? So I'm making a place for you so that where I am, you may be also. And if I go to and prepare a place for you, then I will return and take you to myself. It's clear. It's that same chapter, I think in verses 2 and 3. But see, we didn't understand it. We just took it literally to mean, if he's in this house, he just wants us to come and be sitting down in the pew in the house. No. What he was saying there is that you will become part of me and I part of you. I'm preparing for you that you can become an integral part of the Father and I. That's what he was saying from the beginning. And that's Christianity. And when I know this, then I can appreciate a little better some of the things he has said in the same chapter, that the works I do, you will do. And believing when he says works, I'm sure we limit ourselves to just the power works, which is really particularly what he was saying. But what he was saying was, everything you see me accomplish, you will accomplish. Whether it's moral, victory in the physical, emotional, you will accomplish. Confrontation by the works of the devil or by the demonic power, you will deal with them. Everything I did, you will do. That's just that simple. Now, I'm saying that this is the basis of Christianity. This is the reason for Christianity. This is, what is Christianity? God wants to live inside of you. And so what's Christianity? God living inside of you. That's Christianity. Remove that. Nothing else. It's not a creed. It's not a club that we join. It's not an appellation that we bear. Christianity is God living inside of me. Christianity is God living inside of you. That's all. And what makes it active in life? You come into that knowledge. Period. Nothing else. He's living inside of me and I'm inside of him. So the reality of without me you can do nothing is now clear to me. So you now understand why I say that it's good to prepare, because God doesn't condone laziness. But when I'm preparing, I should understand that he will help me to prepare. And so all my preparation is him preparing me for something. Why won't I succeed? Otherwise, like he warned all through the Old Testament and even to the New Testament, so when you've got there, don't begin to assume that it's by your power. Which is what we do. A lot of times inadvertently, but quite a number of times knowingly. When we knowingly do it, we call it pride. When we don't know, it is still boasting in our own strength, self. Because there's nothing we accomplish that we do without him. He said it from his own lips. He said, without me, you can do nothing. And again, that chapter buttresses the fact that I go prepare a place for you. Because see, he said clearly, he said, now that you're able to get a bit or understand a bit of revelation, I am the vine. You have the branches on me. What hurts you hurts me. The life that flows inside of me flows inside of you. And that's why it's easy now to understand Romans chapter 11, chapter 8, yes, in verse 11. The same spirit that dwells in him, that raised him up from the dead. Where does he dwell? Come on! Can you see Christianity? Can you see Christianity? Where wouldn't there be power? Where wouldn't there? See. It's not what I'm striving to do. My striving produces nothing. But I'm expected to prepare. Preparing with him makes it easy. And so when I begin to hit the target, I know who is hitting the target on my behalf. I know who is hitting the target for me. So I'm not called to strive to succeed in life. I'm called to succeed through him. And I will, any way, any day, anywhere, any time, in the name of Jesus. I'm not begging after the fire. That's why the blessings you think does not qualify is always qualified ahead. Always. That's Christianity. Since the day you have been worrying over your lack of education, your lack of power, your lack of zeal, your lack of skills, your lack of strength, your lack of enthusiasm, since the day you've been worrying over it, have you changed? Has anything increased? Can't you see that is the wrong way to go about it? Man likes to struggle so that he can boast a bit of their own power. But what if I say, God, I desire. I feel the fire again. I want this. But you see, I know you have a perfect plan for my life. If I'm longing this way, is it that I am yet to discern this? Can you show me this? And hey, create in me a clean heart. Ooh. What's a clean heart? The one that pursues your word. The one that looks for you everywhere. So if I can see you, then I can prioritize my life. And that's why the Bible says, can you see your calling, brethren? There's not many who are wise. Not many who are strong. And what I'm saying may be strange to many, because are you now trying to say that all I've done in the past is a waste of time? No, they will come in handy. But I'm saying there's a shorter way to doing things. Because you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. He knows what you need. He makes provision for them before you began to feel the need. If you don't know this, you get to a place in your life where you'll be frustrated. And the next thing is to give up, as it were. But you see, it's not in the character of Christ. It's not in the character of anyone in Christ to give up. Because he will never leave you nor forsake you. Never mind those who are celebrating today. Rejoice with them. Their rejoice is an encouragement for you. So you benefit from that because you rejoice. So that when your day comes, they will rejoice with you. See, everything has a season in life. They must happen so that you can happen. Can't you see? But it's true. Are you understanding Christianity? So it gives me the courage to say, without fear of contradiction, that the best moment of your life is still very much ahead of you. In Christ Jesus, which is where you belong. That's what defines your Christianity. In Christ Jesus. I'm just telling you about me. But you see, the me I'm telling you is the you that you are too. Pastor, if you see the way they treated me, it's because they don't know you. So if you're getting angry, quickly let it go. Forgive them. Because the time is coming when they will know you. But this is provided you never stop knowing who you are. If you don't know who you are, then you begin to bear the name that they call you. I feel the fire now. So if there be any sickness in this house, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You see, that's the way it happened. Believe you me, that's the way it happens. Because the devil knows I know what I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus, I know. I have scriptures. I wrote them. I said, this is for me. Oh. Preaching to me. You are special. You know. You know. Are you sure? You sure? In Christ. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Woohoo. If there is sickness in our body, oh my dear Lord. That's the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. I have Christ in me. Out of my belly flows. Not trickles. Not drops. Let me read.
As now daily.
Consideration.
Consideration.
Personal daily consideration. So I'm sharing with you today from my personal daily consideration. So at least you know that I'm not here to impress you. No mind him. See the way he's jumping. Ah. So is he affecting you? He may not call along by money. He says, without me, you can do. Then with him, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. I can give scriptures. He's my wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30. He's my sanctification. Oh, I feel the fire right here. It's my, I felt it, and that's why they're feeling it there. Okay, all of you receive it. All those who are hearing it. I felt it like that, and you could see the band. I said, he wants to live in you. He wants to flow through you to the world. That's Christianity. The devil creates distraction with all the sicknesses and the pains and the lacks and the fight with your spouse and your husband and your wife and your children. What kind of nonsense? The truth is, the time has come when the devil that will not give up tormenting you will be tormented. In the name of Jesus. They say, why are you saying this? Because this in him was what? Life. And the life was what? The light of Cairo. Measure your name. I hear people say, and in him was life, the life was the light of man. But they never one day thought that it's the light. It's the light. It's the light in you. The light of your life. The life that he is my light. If it's for men, it's for me. Christianity is sweet. You can't be freer any other place than in Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 1:30 I just quoted. The same thing, 1:24. What about Ephesians chapter 3, verse? Verse 10. It says, to the intent that the many-sided wisdom of God will be made known to the principalities and powers, the demonic forces, the workers of iniquity, the wickedness of this age. So to the extent that the manifold wisdom, many-sided, variegated wisdom, you cannot capture it. If you think you find it here, it will catch you there. That was what he did for Pharaoh. He thought, I got them there. He preempted Pharaoh. He said, go this way. Pharaoh will think this way. And he thought that way. Those who are seeking your life will think certain ways. Only to be buried behind. Said, to the extent that the many-sided wisdom of God will be made known to the principalities and powers. How? The heavenly places. No. By who? By who? What does that mean? By me, by you, by us. We are the one to show them when. We are the ones. But if you don't know who you are, I'm a Christian. I am a Christian. You know the one, you know what I hate the most in my life is to pursue something that I cannot sustain. And I found in Christ Jesus that the more you find him, the more the more he becomes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand in the power of your word. Every sickness, every disease, every occultic attacks, everything troubling their lives, I destroy in the name of Jesus. Every frustration of life, I stop in the name of Jesus. Out of my belly, you said, shall flow life. And you said that you've come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. What has caused you tears? In the name of Jesus, this morning, we reverse. I reverse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I reverse it. I decree life. In Jesus' name. Even for those watching on the internet, I decree your life, your total turnaround in Jesus' name. This is Christianity. Come on, let's give him praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.